I've been to around 30 countries, and here are the 5 most boring cities that I have been to on my travels. 5 is Innsbruck in Austria. Now, this place is a small place. The population isn't too massive, so I understand if you probably haven't heard of this place before. Most people would have heard of other places in Austria, places like Salzburg, Vienna. However, I went here, a smaller area. It was all right, and the scenic views were absolutely out of this world, but that's all I can give it credit for, and maybe some of its beer. Austria has very good beer. But apart from that, it was just dead. Like, there's no nightlife going on, and the tourists in the area didn't seem to be very lively, as well as the locals. Obviously, this is a town in the mountains, like near the mountains. It's actually considered the capital of the Alps, and it is very famous for skiing, and that is why I went there. So the activities were decent, but they were also very limited. It's just the sense, the nightlife, the activities to do in the day other than skiing were very limited. The food isn't the greatest, it's a bit bland, and even though it has that kind of Christmassy feel to it, it is just a boring place. 4th on this list is Stockholm, and I kind of went for the same reason. It was like skiing and just a miniature holiday. Now, I went for about 4 or 5 days, and it was decent, but the people were a little bit bland. And there are some people that you can talk to that are quite extroverted or like to talk a lot, but I didn't find the conversations particularly interesting in my case. Again, this is all my experience, so it might be completely different for you. However, I thought Stockholm was decent, the architecture was okay, but it was just a bit bland. And compared to a city like London, which I've been raised in my entire life, I just can't see what the hype was about. They have decent food, the pubs are okay, and the nightlife is okay. But apart from that, I wouldn't say that it's a very good place to go as a tourist. Maybe for a weekend, but I wouldn't want to spend more than a week there. 3, and this might shock a few people because it's a very popular tourist destination, Paris. Now, Paris obviously has a few things to do, but in reality, I think Paris is the most overrated city on this planet. They even have a syndrome called Paris Syndrome, where typically Asian tourists come over to Paris and they are so disappointed by this city that has been known as the land of love or the city of love. They go back so disappointed and they sometimes book flights home early. So I can see why people see it as the city of love through media, through films, and through theater, for example. But in reality, it's a very bland, very harsh, and very brutal city that reminds me of a BTEC London. Like, it really isn't the nicest place. The people are extremely rude, and I know this doesn't represent the entirety of France. In fact, French people can be very nice. It's specifically Parisians that are rude. And I think there's a lot of hostility. It's a very rushed, it's a very busy city, a bit like London. And it's just a bit of a hostile atmosphere. And it's not the kind of place where you say hello to your fellow stranger or hello to your fellow neighbor. It's just a very, very toxic environment that I also found quite boring. And whilst you do have some activities, some historical sites to go and see, it really didn't interest me. Once again, maybe this is because I was brought up in London. 2 is Dubai, an absolutely soulless, demonic place that I won't be going back to. And I went twice to give it a second full analysis, to kind of like see it properly. The second time I went and there was nothing to see. It's basically a big shopping mall with fake people who want to make easy money, don't want to pay tax, various things like this. And it is filled with toxic influencers, toxic people, just fake people. And there's nothing to do. There's no culture, there's no atmosphere, there's no real foods that are native to that area. It's all been built in 50 years and it is just basically a shopping mall. Not interesting to me, and I will not be going back. And the number one most boring city that I have been to in my life is Geneva in Switzerland. Now, I've heard Zurich is good, so this is why I'm doing it as cities rather than countries. But in reality, Geneva is nothing. Like, it's just boring. Like, it's the most boring place I've ever been to by a country mile. It's not the place I dislike the most, it's just the most boring. And the Swiss people are included in this, to be honest with you. The Swiss people I met in Geneva were the most boring people I've ever spoken to in my life. And I kind of understand it, because especially Geneva, it's a business district. It's where you don't want to pay as much tax. It's a place where you move your businesses. There's loads of banks there and money is the priority. So there is a bit of a focus on business, and it kind of eliminates other aspects of life that are really important. Anyway, I didn't like it that much. There was no real nightlife. There was no real pub culture. There wasn't a big social culture either. And whilst it does have absolutely incredible nature around it, I wouldn't say the city was very enjoyable. Anyway, that is my top five list of cities that I have been to, which I found the most boring. Doesn't mean everybody in these cities are boring, but let me know what kind of list I should do next.